Cordelia squared her shoulders and tried to sound brave, but her voice came out all quavering and weak.
"They're private investigators from the United States. They're here to prove that I did not murder my father, as you keep insinuating."
Now, calm down, just calm down," the female officer said.
"I will not calm down, Officer Marks," Cordelia said. "I am sick and tired of you two snooping about, trying to make something out of nothing."
Dee Dee was surprised at Cordelia's boldness and noticed that she was shaking like a leaf. Officer Dean, who was at least 6 feet tall, moved close to Cordelia now. In fact, too close, intimidatingly close. "You better start talking with some respect, or you'll be sleeping in a cell tonight." Cordelia looked up at him and clasped her hands behind her back in an attempt to stop them from shaking.
You just because you're from a big town, you feel like you own us village people. But the Boatwright Jones family is not owned by anyone."
Officer Dean pushed past her and stepped into the entry, followed by Officer Marks. "I know you rich old aristocrats think you're above everyone and above the law. But you're not. This isn't medieval England anymore, Miss Boatwright Jones. We're the ones with the power now." He looked back at Officer Marks and laughed. She was a gentle-looking woman with soft blonde hair in a low ponytail and a calm, soothing voice. But she laughed right back at Officer Dean.
"Why are you here?" Cordelia demanded. "What do you want from me?"
"We came to let you know the cause of death,"
Officer Mark said gently. Dee Dee was confused by the way she was acting, one moment warm and kind, the next joining in with Officer Dean's rudeness. He was walking around the entry, running his fingers along surfaces with a look of disgust on his face.
"Oh, don't touch that,"
Cordelia said, her voice again quavering, as Officer Dean touched an ancient-looking tapestry that hung on the wall. Officer Dean looked back in a mocking way, but then moved on.
"What happened to my father?"
Cordelia asked, turning back to Officer Marks.
"He had an extremely high dose of potassium chloride injected in him," Officer Marks explained.
She winced.
"It's what they sometimes use for lethal injections in the States."
She looked over at Dee Dee and Jake as if they were personally responsible for capital punishment because they were Americans. Cordelia frowned.
"But how would someone get access to that?"
"It's available at pharmacies over the counter, and by a doctor's prescription, but only in small doses,"
Officer Marks explained.
"The murderer would have been saving it up."
Cornelia staggered over to one of the antique side chairs and flopped down into it, as if someone had punched her in the stomach and winded her.
"Who would do such a thing to Daddy?"
she breathed.
"I'm sure it would come out in the end," Officer Dean said, sounding not in the least bit sympathetic.
The way he looked at her, Dee Dee was sure he was convinced Cordelia was the murderer. He looked Dee Dee and Jake up and down with contempt, and then smirked.
"Good luck, then, with your investigation."
"Thank you," Jake said coldly.
"Take care,"
Officer Mark said, giving them a cheery wave as they left, which seemed rather inappropriate. As soon as they got into the police car and made their way down the driveway, Dee Dee and Jake looked at each other in bewilderment.
"My, my, what a strange pair,"
Dee Dee whispered to him as they stood in the doorway.
You think?"
They turned to Cordelia now, who was still sitting in the chair, leaning against the side table, as if she might just collapse.
"Oh, you see what these people are like,"
Cordelia said.
"Officer Dean is a bully without an ounce of sense in his body. And that Officer Marks just has to do what he says."
She sighed deeply.
"He seems incredibly determined to pin the murder on me. Initially I thought, well, he won't be able to, since I'm absolutely innocent and truth will eventually come out. But then it dawned on me that was quite a naive view, and that's why I got in touch with you.